Hello, friends. Welcome to another program of Two Guys with Heart, with Giff Briner and Dave Colonen. These two fine Christian gentlemen will do their very best to bring encouragement to your faith. We all undergo difficulties throughout our lifetime. How do we respond, and what is the correct direction that we should take? Giff and Dave will give it their best shot to guide our lives through the work and words of Jesus. And now, here they are, Two Guys with Heart.
Good afternoon. It's so nice to have you listening to Two Guys with Heart today. We have our guest back from yesterday, Rick. His name is Pickens, and his wife's name is Jolene. Jolene's coming for the rest of the week, and we'll have a great time together. Rick is the communications pastor at Life Center in Harrisburg. Yesterday, you were fascinated by the way he tells a story. That's what he can do best. And he's here again to finish what he started. He only got halfway done. So maybe you better back up a little bit. Rick, how do you start? You can back up a couple of sentences.
Well, Dave, I think that we should probably do a little recap. But I did do that coming up. So we'll hear a little few clips from yesterday just to catch people up to speed. But then we're going to get right back in and see how things go as King Ahasuerus and Haman connect with Esther. And I think you'll enjoy it.
The floor is yours.
This is the most primo party that I've ever thrown in my whole reign. You know what? The only thing that would make this puppy just a little bit better is if my lovely queen, Vashti, was out here. Was maybe you should get rid of the queen. You could have a beauty contest. Oh, I have not seen bone structure like that in a long time. You are beautiful. I'm gonna help you win. Oh, I hate the king.
Yeah, I hate him too.
No, I mean, I hate him so much that I'd like to murderize him. Yeah.
Gee, won't that hurt the guy?
Yeah, that'll hurt him.
Okay, let's do it.
There's a plot to kill the king. I hate Mordecai. Hey, man, what's going on? It is not Hey, man, it's Haman. No problemo, dude. Check this out. All you gotta do is kill the dude.
It's fantastic. It's a perfect plan.
Esther is now the queen. She won the contest. Oh, look at, hey, a new holiday. Kill the Jews. I know the queen. It's my cousin. It's who you know. This may be the very reason you were supposed to be queen is for this. You need to get in there, go up and do it. And I'm still going to keep my bags packed, but you go, girl. Do it. Do something. Oh, man. Oh. Oh. Okay, my head hurts, people. Oh, oh. Oh. I don't want to be interrupted. I got a headache. I'm mad. Nobody comes in here. Plus, I got all kinds of important work to do. Scribe, what's next? Are we going to have hamburgers or hot dogs at the company picnic? Let's see. Huh? Hey, who's that back there? I said nobody in... Oh, Esther! Hot dog, baby. Come. Hey, hot dogs. Hot dogs, we'll have that. Come on up here. Oh, look at you. Wow. You're one hot number. Hey, have a seat right there. Well, I haven't got your throne ready yet. I didn't want you to have the same one Vashti had. Give me a break. Brand new one for you. But until then, right there. Hot dog, baby. It is good to see you. And you smell great. Ooh, I love that. That is fantastic. Honey, I'll tell you what. Anything you want, up to half my kingdom. Just ask me. Go ahead. You invite me over to dinner at the Queen's Shack, huh? That's great, honey. That's fantastic. Did you hear me right about wanting anything? Up to half my kingdom. You want me for dinner. You are one. What a woman. I'm telling you. And what? Haman, too. Oh, that pig. I never eat with that guy. Oh, he makes me sick. Is there any way to get around this, maybe? Maybe if I brought some jewels, would that? Okay. You're wonderful. Bye, Esther. Love you, baby. Haman?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Haman, we've been invited to a party.
Oh, lovely, Your Majesty. Shall I bring the ice?
No, Haman, we're going over to Esther's house. She's invited us, you and me, together.
I am honored. Your Majesty, could I kiss the royal feet?
Yeah, you can kiss the royal feet. That'll be the last thing you're kissing for a while. Now, come on! I'm gonna go eat. What's wrong with you anyway? Oh, you're Esther! Right, okay. Oh, this is great. Oh, man, ain't nice what you've done to the place. Love it. Maybe we can get you some curtains even. I don't know, that would be cool. Oh! Wow! Yummy. Is this mine? Huh. What's the brown sauce? I mean, whatever it is fine. How do you eat it? I mean, I've never seen one of those. What is it? Burrito. Huh. Haman, any ideas?
Your Majesty, for royalty, you are unskilled in the social graces. Yes, I can show you how to eat a burrito. It's not a problem. First of all, you just take the burrito by the ends, just like this, and you start in the middle. When you make the bite in the middle, there is a cantilever effect, and the entire burrito can be placed in your mouth. Are you ready? Sort of like that. Oh.
Thanks, Haman, for the info there. Esther, this is lovely. Do you have a napkin I have been sprayed upon? Just get him a shower, he'll be fine. Esther, you know what? Seriously, honey, this is fabulous. Thank you. You're so cute. But look, up to half my kingdom. I am the king. I own a lot. Land, jewels, I got a lot of stuff. Okay, so up to half my kingdom, whatever you want. Well, I know we did the dinner. Thank you. Again? Sure. I can't. What a woman. And what? Haman again. I knew there would be a cost. There's always a hook. Always a hook. Well, Haman, we're coming to dinner again tomorrow night.
Fabulous.
Could you stop talking now? Thank you. Just nod the head. Good boy. Out. Hush. Mush. Go. Esther, we'll see you. Thank you, honey. I can't believe that woman. Are you done chewing yet? Oh, she is fabulous. I mean, come over to dinner. I love her. So, Haman, suppose you're on your way. Ta-ta, we'll see you tomorrow night. Hey, wow, that was funny. Felt a little kind of a burning thing right there. Wonder if it was that sauce. Okay, I'll see you then.
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. Very good, very good, very good, very good, very good. Very good, I'll go home. Oh dear, what's it? Oh. It's a birthday card from my wife. She's so sweet. She remembered my birthday. How lovely. Roses are red. I'm crying. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet. I've built a gallows for you. What? Oh, a gallows. A gallows so you can hang the filthy Mordecai, and it's right in your own front yard. I'm so excited. I'm not going to wait for the holiday anymore. I'm going to wait right here until morning, and I'm going to plead with my king, who loves me ever so. I'm going to plead with him so that I can just hang Mordecai right in my own front yard. Oh, it will be wonderful. I'm just imagining now his neck cracking. Maybe I can make a little sound bite out of it and just put it on my desktop. Click. Click.
Oh, wow. Talk about, wow, I don't know. Oh, boy. Something is happening in there. I'm not really kind of a burning, kind of a fire, kind of uncomfortable. Oh, boy. Yeah. I'm going to just try to get some. Seems like a king could get a bigger bed, but well, this will be, I mean, just get comfortable here. Okay. Okay, there we go. Oh. Oh, 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 whatever. I'm gonna get comfortable here. Here we go. That's it, baby. Oh, yeah. Here we go. That's good. Something's burning. Oh, my stomach. I can't sleep. My stomach is on fire! What's that? Scribe! Scribe, get in here and read me something boring. I've got to go to sleep. Oh, your majesty. Yes, your majesty. Oh, my inwards are on fire. Read, man, read. Oh, well. Do you need a fire extinguisher? Just read, smart boy. I've got to sleep. Oh, something boring. Here we are, your majesty. It seems like there was the time that your life was in danger. And you were rescued by the man Mordecai. Hey, that's not boring. That's my life, mister. Look for another store. Wait a minute. What'd I do for the guy? Oh, man. I mean, what did I, like, give him, like, property or jewels or something like that?
Oh, I'm certain, your majesty. Oh. Hey. Hyvel. Oh, my. Oh, your majesty. You didn't give him squat.
I don't give anybody that. What do you?
You didn't give him nothing. Zippity doo dah, nothing. Zippo. Zap. Piddly.
Nothing. He saved my life, and I gave him nothing? Oh, I can't believe it. Why don't I get a memo? This is terrible. I need some help around here. Get Haman in here. We got to figure out something. I'm going to reward a guy to save my life. Okay, go get him.
Well, he's right here. He didn't go home yet. He's waiting for you to wake up because he wants to ask you a question about something with hanging people.
What is it with that guy? Oh, just go get him. I don't care. I got to come up with something.
Oh, Mr. Heyman. Oh, Mr. Heyman. Oh, Mr. Heyman. Hello, Mr. Heyman.
Well, and then click, click.
Oh, oh. Ah, lovely day. It's 3:30 in the morning.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Mr. Heyman, the king, he wants to see you. Please, please, come on. Oh, Mr. Heyman. Oh, Mr. Heyman. Oh, boy.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Your Majesty. Lovely pajamas. Those are... Bravo, bravo, Your Majesty.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, Vashti got this.
Enough with the pajamas. Look, I got a problem here, man. I got, there's a man in my kingdom, a great man, a wonderful man. I mean, this man is fantastic. I mean, he's wonderful. You know what I'm trying to say?
Wonderful man. He's talking about me. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, he's great. I mean, I gotta reward him. I mean, he's done wonderful things for me. I gotta lay a reward on him like you wouldn't believe, and that's why you're here. I need to know, Mr. Creative, what you think would be an awesome reward for this wonderful...
I mean, don't think that you gotta cut it back a little bit. I mean, go all the way, man!
Oh, I know. Well, Your Majesty, I would say that if you were going to reward such a man, that you would just take him and put your finest robes upon him. I think that you would put him on your finest horse. I think you would parade him through town. I think you would get a high official to hold those reins and say, look how the king honors those who do good unto him. And I think that people should applaud. I think they should give him cash checks, whatever. Okay, they're giving him cash and checks. Okay, I like that. It's not costing me that much. That's good, good. Oh, man. Ah! Man, this is good. Okay, the horse, you know, get a little mileage on him. That's fine. Okay, Heyman, here comes the news, man. You, Heyman.
Me!
Yeah, that's right. You, Heyman, you,
me, yes,
you are the one who's going to hold the reins of that horse and parade Mordecai through town saying, look how the king rewards those who do good to him.
Mordecai! Good night, Your Majesty.
Mordecai, I'm gonna kill him. I'll tell him to pass us. Do, do, do. Heyman, good to see you. What do you think of these duds? Huh? Tassels? Huh? 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 All right, hold that puppy still. Oh, perfect fit! All right, giddy up! Come on, Heyman, you can do it! This is how the king honors those that do good unto him! This is how he does it! This is how he does it! I'm still going to kill him.
But first I'm going to Miss Esther's for that lovely dinner. Oh, Your Majesty, I'm ready for dinner.
Oh, great. How'd the parade go? How'd the parade go?
Lovely. Wonderful. We should eat.
Okay, take it easy, clamp jaw. Esther, hi. Oh, here we are. Now look. Whoa. Wow, what in the world? I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Heyman, have you ever seen
food like that? I mean, look at it. It's got three corners. Your Majesty, once again, I'm almost feeling shame. That is pizza. And I suppose you need to know how to eat pizza, Your Majesty.
Well, I'm looking at it. Do you put one of the corners in your mouth? Do I need a fork?
No, you don't need a fork, Your Majesty. Simpleton. You take the piece of pizza just like this. Fold it right down the middle. Score it first. I'll use this. Now, watch closely, Your Majesty, and you'll learn how to eat pizza like a man.
Wow, so that's how a man eats pizza. Wow. Esther, thanks for the meal.
Sorry about the mess. Sorry about Mr. Melted Cheese Man over here.
Look, this is great, Esther. Come on. Sit down. Look, I'm serious now. Up to half my kingdom. Hey, she'll probably ask us for dinner again. This is a good game, man. Okay, so up to half my kingdom, Esther. What do you say? What would you like? Huh? What, an evil man? An evil man. Excuse me, honey. An evil man is trying to kill your people. Haman, do you know anything about this? Who is it? Who is this evil man? Haman? 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 This is too much. I gotta get a breath of fresh air. Pardon me. Oh, I can't believe it.
Your Majesty, Queen Esther, please, I didn't know that Mordecai was your cousin. If I had known, I would have grabbed you and wrote the...
Okay, that's better. Sometimes you just need a little breath of fresh air and everything's copacetic. Whoa! You madman! Guard! Guard!
Well, yes, sir, Your Majesty.
Seize him.
Why, sure, I seize him. He's laying right there. That's Haman. I'd know that boy anywhere. Look at him grovel.
You're not from around here, are you, boy?
No, sir, I'm from southern Persia.
Look here. I don't know what to do with him. Just take him out. I got to get him out of here.
Well, you know what, Your Majesty? Just for this rare moment that I've been standing here, I came up with an idea. Who, an ironic idea? Wouldn't it be great that old Haman right there, his wife, built him a gallows for his birthday? Oh, yeah, right in his front yard, the twisted soul, right in his front yard. Now, look here. Wouldn't it be ironic? You took that old boy right there, dragged him down that gallows, and hung him right there on that puppy. Then you'd have a sound bite for your desktop.
Just get him out of here. I don't know what to do.
Come on, boy.
Woo!
Gonna be a hootin', Annie. Come on.
Oh, I can't believe it. Esther, honey, I don't know what to say. I had no idea. I mean, I didn't know. I should have known. That guy's weird. But I really didn't know. I mean, he is weird, but I didn't know he was trying to kill. Honey, I'm sorry. You know, I can't change my law. I mean, I wrote that thing into law. I can't change it, but I'll tell you what I can do. I can do this. Sit down there. I can do this. I can make it so that your people, wherever they are, whatever the situation, they could fight back even unto death. What do you think of that? Sign that puppy into law. What's for dinner tomorrow night? No, I'm kidding, baby. I'm kidding. I love you, baby.
Well, I hope everyone had their Bibles out and they were following along with that just to make sure that I kept all the facts straight through the story. I sure had a lot of fun telling it.
I bet you everybody was fascinated with that. We need you on WPFG every week. We just enjoyed what you're doing. fabulous ministry.
Well, thank you so much. It's awesome, Dave, to be here.
You're
going
to have to bring your wife back because we're going to hear from Jolene in the other days this week. And she is such an incredible lady as well. If she's ahead of you, and usually most of our wives are,
yes. She
will set the station on fire.
She's the real spice. I'll say that. The real spice in our relationship.
We've all married that way, haven't we? Oh, Judy's the same way. We just have a blast. So thank you for being here today. And our time is gone and we have to leave you, but don't miss. We'll wait for you to be part of our program this week. God bless you. We'll see you next time.